Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs and David Hasselhoff fans. Episode 38.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Excalibur. Long time no talk, everyone.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you last podcasted with me.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy, but it's good to be back. I want to say, actually, over the last few weeks, I've been getting a fan base, actually, to be honest with you. Yeah,
receiving a lot of emails?
More emails and messages on Bear 411 and everything of people who have heard me on the Bear podcast. And, like got in contact with STP Bear, who you featured, I think, last week on your show.
Uh-huh.
And, by the way, he's fucking hot. I wish he was single. I would be all over his ass, let me tell you. I've been in contact with... his screen name is Big Boss Bear on Bear 411. He's Bob in Boston, and we discovered that we had something in common because he used to work for the Disney Store, and I still work for the Disney Store, so we have that in common. And
you mean he's a cast member too?
He's a cast member too. Yes, he's actually an ex-Disney Nazi. So
okay.
Then, of course, your friend Persian Bear, he and I have been having a fun, flirtatious friendship online lately.
Okay.
And a very special shout-out to a new friend that I've actually made thanks to the Bear podcast. He's becoming a very, very special friend of mine. His name is Alex. He's known as Strange Writing on LiveJournal. He's serving in Iraq right now. And I'm pretty sure, you know, that people are aware of him and everything if they have LiveJournal. And he's supposed to be coming back home in August. And
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
So I promised I would give him a little shout-out on the show. So, Alex, get home safe.
Yep, hurry up. Come to the next Bear event in August.
Definitely, yes. And then I have actually it's kind of creepy but cool at the same time. I don't know. It's just weird. But those of you may know, I'm also on the Don and Drew Show as Fag Fan Roy. And this bear cub on the Don and Drew Show has sought me out big time. And he was even on the Don and Drew Show and was telling Don and Drew how he's going to make me his internet boyfriend and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually finally got in contact with each other. He lives in Pennsylvania. His name is Dennis. I'm pretty sure he's listening to the show because he didn't know of this show until he found out I was involved with it. So,
I heard him in the Don and Drew Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was looking for Fag Fan Roy. Oh my God, that was the Roy Stalker.
I heard that and I was like, wait, what? And I backed it up and I was like, I have a stalker. Yay.
Yeah, I have a stalker.
Okay. So anyway, so last week was actually Friday the 13th, and not only it was an unusual Friday the 13th because it was a full moon as well. Did anything bizarre happen on your Friday the 13th?
Well, let me see. I don't know. I did well in bowling. That's pretty much it. That Friday the 13th. It's okay. What happened to you?
Something very—it's still creeping me out. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I had nothing to do with it, but it's still—it's weird. I was hanging out with my friend Chris, and we were watching on Encore an old 1968 Vietnam era anti-establishment movie called Wild in the Streets, and it was about it's hard to describe it really briefly. It's a movie that has to be seen to believe. Even though it's kind of cheesy, it's very dark, and it's actually very good. It's a very low-budget film, but still pretty effective. I mean, I'm still thinking about the movie even after watching it. It's about a rock star who becomes bigger than Jesus and manages to get elected president of the United States and manages to put everybody over the age of 35 into LSD camps because he feels that they need to be rehabilitated and stuff like that. So it's a pretty twisted film. As a matter of fact, there's a very popular song from the 60s that came from that movie called Nothing Can Change the Shape of Things to Come, which is actually being used right now in the Target ads.
So where was this? Encore, right?
It was on Encore. It was on the evening of Friday the 13th, late night on Friday the 13th. And the movie stars Hal Holbrook, a very, very young Richard Pryor. But it also stars, predominantly, Shelley Winters. And she's overacting to death in this movie, actually. As a matter of fact, I'm playing Mystery Science Theater 3000 with her role in this film. So, but that's the last thing that I did on Friday the 13th was watch this movie with Shelley Winters. And I go to bed and I wake up the next day to find out that Shelley Winters died.
Oh, wow. You killed her.
No, I didn't.
You killed her by watching her show.
And the thing that's creepy is, the movie ended at like around, 12:30 a.m. our time. So it was like hours after we watched the movie, she died. And, all my friends are actually saying that. When they find out, they're like, you killed Shelley Winters. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Stop.
Death by rerun.
Yeah, death by rerun. So it's been kind of creepy. So I realized that in the future, if it's a full moon on Friday the 13th, I just better not watch television.
Yeah.
Because who knows what I'll kill next.
I didn't watch that any TV show that day, so okay, I guess I'm good to go. So what else happened during the weekend?
Not much. It was kind of a quiet weekend. Just hung out with a bunch of friends of mine and everything, and that's pretty much it. Spent a nice weekend in San Francisco. It was kind of bizarre weather on Saturday night, but Sunday it was absolutely beautiful January weather. It was a clear sky. The air was crisp, and there's barely any clouds in the sky. So, spent actually the entire day walking along the waterfront in San Francisco. So it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Were you frolicking?
Was I what?
Were you frolicking while?
Frolicking? No, I wasn't frolicking. No. No, there's enough weirdos in Fisherman's Wharf area anyway. I don't need to add anything to it. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what else do you have for our audience? Do you have any news or any sites?
Well, I have a couple of things. As your audience probably knows, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of bears are aware of this, a major bear event's coming up in San Francisco.
Okay.
IBR, which is going to be from the 16th through the 20th of February, and it's literally just around the corner, and I'm pretty sure that there are listeners who are going to IBR, and some listeners might be going to IBR for the very first time. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to be doing, from now up until it's time for IBR, I'm going to be giving little updates about tips for IBR, things to do, things not to do. Tips to make the visit a little more easier and stuff like that.
Bring donuts.
Yeah, bring donuts, yes. Bring Krispy Kreme on leashes, yes. Or if you're coming from New Orleans, bring us some king cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Oh, goodness.
But, like I said, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving the first out of major updates that I'm going to be doing on the show from now until the 16th to let you know about things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And everything that I'm going to be mentioning we'll have links to on the Bear Podcast website as well. That way you're able to check things out and stuff.
Yeah,
first things first, the most important thing about IBR is if you have your run package all set to go and if you have not booked your hotel yet, you need to do that now.
Wait a second. Am I supposed to receive a run packet in the mail?
No, you'll receive the run packet when you check in for IBR.
Okay.
You'll get your bear tags and everything when you check in.
I thought they're gonna. They won't send
you the information. Just you go to the hospitality suite and check in, you'll get everything.
Yeah, but first of all, everybody needs to book a hotel. So.
Yes, it's required. The host hotel is already booked solid. There is a official layover, not a layover, but there's an official overflow hotel, which is 4.5 blocks away from the Holiday Inn. It's called the La Quinta Inn and Suites. I don't know if they're full yet or not. The IVR website is still stating that they are available. So it's recommended to get a room there. The rates are $99 per night for a single or double occupancy room. Mm-hmm. There is that's a special group rate that's going on right now, but in order to get it at $99 a night, you do have to book a minimum of a 3-night stay. The group code that you want to use if you're going to book a room at the La Quinta Inn and Suites is IBR2006. Okay. When you call to book a room there, you give that group code, and you'll get that $99 a night discount.
Did they have a group sex discount?
Probably,
no, I think so.
IBR 2069, probably, or something. I don't know.
No, we're just kidding, guys. Okay.
But you can book a room through them at area code 415-673-4711. Their booking offices are open Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Pacific time. Again, that number is 415-673-4711, and you want to use group code IBR2006.
It's pretty much new, huh? I mean, is that just lately posted?
It's been posted up there for a while. There hasn't been any updates saying that they've been booked solid yet or not, so I'm hoping they still have rooms. The hotels are kind of hard to find around in that area. There is another hotel that's on Van Ness Avenue called the Cathedral Hill Hotel, but they are pretty pricey. You can check into that one as well in case the La Quinta Inn does fill up. But
I'm not sure if that's where we're staying. Is that the one 4 blocks away from the host hotel?
Yes, it's 4 blocks away.
I think that's where we're staying.
Yeah. So yeah. They're officially sanctioned to be the overflow hotel.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where we are. I hope they have wireless access there.
I'm pretty sure they do. One of the things that's been going on in San Francisco is they've been trying to get universal Wi-Fi connections throughout the entire city. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not able to get a Wi-Fi connection at your hotel, there are tons of places all over the entire city where you can get free Wi-Fi service. If you go down to the Metreon downtown in San Francisco, which is on 4th and Mission, they have free Wi-Fi service. There's some coffee shops that offer free Wi-Fi service. Even if you have to pay for Wi-Fi service, Starbucks have, you can pay for Wi-Fi service there. There's other places, internet cafes. There's the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender center, which is located on Market Street close to the Castro. Mm-hmm. They have a cafe in there called the $3 Bill Cafe. If you make a purchase, you get free Wi-Fi service in there as well. So you can always go someplace to find free Wi-Fi service throughout the city.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. I'm going to need one because,
you definitely will, yes.
Once we podcast there, I have to upload it so we can have our listeners get updates on what's happening over there.
Exactly. Now, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to have all the links to everything that I'm going to talk about on each episode as I update available on the Bear Podcast on the Bear Podcast website.
Okay.
But I'm going to cover day by day things that are going on and also other things that you can check out as well that are outside of the events in case you want to do something else for a San Francisco experience. Mm-hmm. You can find out all the information about all of the official events for IBR at www.bosf.org. Mm-hmm. And there is a link there for IBR. It's called IBR de Gras because it's Mardi Gras themed this year. Mm-hmm. So you just click on that link and you'll be able to get the schedule events of everything that's going on. Now, even though IBR begins on the 16th, there is a pre-IBR event going on for those who are arriving a day early. This is happening on Wednesday, the 15th, and this is an event that's being sponsored by the SF Movie Bears.
Oh, okay.
The SF Movie Bears is a group that was founded over a year ago, and it's pretty much what it says. It's a big group of bears that get together and take over a movie theater.
Wait a second, how many are we talking about here?
It depends on the movie, to be honest with you. It depends on the movie and the availability of people who come. It's open pretty much to everybody. They have a website, sfmoviebears.com, It is a member website, but it's a free membership. All you have to do is sign up, create a profile, and they'll send you updates every week about the movies that they're going to go see. They usually meet every Wednesday at either the Van Ness 1000 AMC theaters or the Metreon downtown. In this case, since it's going to be IBR, the movie that they're going to go to, they will attend on the Van Ness Avenue Theater because it's literally right next door to the La Quinta Inn.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's been going on for over a year. It's a great group, to be honest with you. They have lots of fun. You can make lots of friends through this group. There's a couple of people that I've met through the group that I consider Bear Brothers now. And it's just, it's fun. It's so much fun. As a matter of fact, they're getting ready to go see, Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. That's going to be their next Bear event that they're going to be going to go see.
Oh,
so
that's going to be fun.
Oh, it should be, yeah.
The previews are pretty funny.
Now, for the IBR event, the movie that they've, usually they have the people vote on which movie they want to go see. The members vote for the movie that they go see, and of course it's majority rules.
Yeah.
In this case, since this is going to be an IBR event, the movie has actually already been pre-chosen. The movie that the SF Movie Bears are going to be going to see for IBR is The Pink Panther with Steve Martin, Kevin Kline, and Beyonce Knowles. Mm-hmm. The exact time has yet to be chosen because the show times have not been released yet.
Okay.
So they should have that available on February 8th.
Okay.
So if you sign up on their website and go to www.sfmoviebears.com and, you know, sign up to get updates through them, then by February 8th, they should have the showtime ready for you as well. And they said that they will also have that information posted in the lobby of IBR as well.
Oh, okay.
Just
give me updates on that one when you...
Oh, I definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also am going to have a link set up on the Bear Podcast website to where if you don't want to become a member of the SF Movie Bears, but you do want to go, but you want to reserve a spot, mm-hmm. you do have to put in your reservation by February 12th. And the link will be pointed out. Don't ask me to read it off. It's this long link that I can't even say.
Oh, yeah, don't.
But it'll be available on, Maynard will put it up for you. You click on that, and you can officially reserve your spot and your seat mm-hmm. for the Pink Panther if you do want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Do you know what's going to happen, other events that's going to happen at the same time?
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that's going on Wednesday. Thursday, there's really not too much going on, except, of course, for the welcome parties. There's going to be one that's going to happen at the Lone Star and one that's going to happen at the Eagle. So it's basically, hey, welcome to IBR. I haven't seen you in years, all that jazz and stuff like that.
We'll be arriving around Friday, 5 p.m., I think, at the airport.
Okay. So there are lots of events going on starting Friday, because that's usually when a lot of people come in. Now, I'm only going to cover three of the events that are happening on Friday today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming back with lots of updates on all the events that are going on, because there's seriously a lot of updates going on during IBR, and I don't have time in just one podcast to cover everything.
Okay.
So on Friday, by the way, if you need to get to the Lone Star or the Eagle, and if you don't want to take the transportation that they are supplying, There's going to be like a SOMA pub crawl that they're going to do, and they'll have, you know, the buses available for that. But if you don't want to wait on them, you can also take Muni. Either the 47 or the 49 will get you down to the area where those bars are located.
Mm-hmm.
And those run a little bit longer. So just a little FYI for everybody.
I don't remember if I tried the Muni in San Francisco. I think I only rode and took pictures and then left. But to actually tour, no, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they run about every 20 minutes, so they're pretty reliable. Either the 47 or the 49 both go up and down Van Ness and go down to the area where the bars are at, so you have no problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the events that are going on Friday is one of the two Planet Big dances. This has become kind of an IBR tradition. Planet Big is a dance where big bears can go and be themselves. I mentioned them on a podcast not too long ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they host two dances during IBR. The first of the two dances is happening Friday from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's going to be at the Stud. Admission is $10. So that's, if you want to find out information about that, you can go to www.planetbig-sf.com. Mm-hmm. Now, they're also hosting an alternative bear dance event this year that actually sounds pretty cool. It's called Kuma SF, and that's Kuma with a K. This is happening at a club called the Sub Lounge, which is located on 628 20th Street. It starts at 8 p.m. and it goes on, they say, whenever. So it could last for who knows how long, to be honest with you. They are going to be supplying free transportation to and from the event. They're setting up a very special, as they call it, candy bus, just for this dance. Now,
candy
it's going to be
bus.
The candy bus, yes. The Candyland Fun Bus, to be exact. So they're going to be going actually back and forth from the host hotel, which is the Holiday Inn. So they won't be going to La Quinta Inn. They'll be going to the Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. It'll be going from the Holiday Inn to the Lone Star to the Kuma SF Candyland Dance. Now, the last bus to take you from the Candy Dance back to your hotel will happen when last call happens. So whenever the bar calls for last call, and if you are taking the transportation to get yourself back to the hotel, you have until then. Basically, it's time for you to get your butt out to the bus.
What time is last call in California, in San Francisco?
Usually last call is around 1, 2 o'clock in California.
Oh, okay, just like Texas.
Exactly. But as for dancing, that's a different story. But when it comes to serving alcohol, it's about 1 or 2 o'clock. So when they call last call, if you need to take the public transportation, get out there and take the bus. Now, the candy events, there's going to be 7 DJs, there's going to be 2 floors of dancing, there's going to be piñatas that you can hit and get candy all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's going to be cotton candy, so you can get sticky in other ways besides, you know, what you can do when you are trapped by a bear. And this, I think, is really cool. They're going to have prom photos. They're going to have a Polaroid camera set up, and you can actually take a really cheesy prom picture with your date or somebody who you want to be your date.
Oh, wow.
So this actually sounds like it's going to be a load of fun. You can get information for it at kumasf.com/candy, and that's candy with a K. Mm-hmm. So you might want to check that out. Now, the third event that I'm going to cover that's happening on Friday is actually the event I'm attending. And this is the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence Bada Bingo.
We're going to do that, yeah.
Oh, cool. Good. We'll all gather together then and sit.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is happening from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. This is a great tradition. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I've promoted them on this show before. They do a lot of AIDS charities, fundraising and everything, and this is something special that they do every year. They had some problem with the rights to the Bada Bingo last year, so that's why they were not at IBR last year, but they are back with the full vengeance this year. Mm-hmm. And for members who have a run package with IBR already, you do not have to pay extra for your bingo cards. You will get 2 bingo cards automatically.
Yay!
If you want to buy extra cards, you can. It'll be $5 a piece. Mm-hmm. Now, this event is open to everybody, so if you are not buying a run package for IBR, but you want to attend the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence Bada Bear Bingo, you can. It'll cost about $10 to $15 for 2 cards. Mm-hmm. So it's open to everybody, and it's so much fun. This is not your everyday bingo. It is a parody of all Catholic school bingo events. It's hysterical. It is so much fun. There's lots of spanking, lots of naughtiness, lots of, you know, drag queens dressed as nuns all over the place. It's a hoot. It's an absolute hoot. I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. So if you're not into the club and dancing scene, but if you're looking for something, you know, fun, this is definitely a nice alternative.
Yeah, play bingo with your bear friends. That'd be fun.
Exactly. Yeah. So those are the events that I'm covering this week. I will be back on the next episode, and I will be covering more events that are happening on Friday, and I'll also start covering some of the events that are happening on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be posting that soon. Just email me, or you can leave a voice message. Oh, yeah, guys, if you guys have any more suggestions, or you have something to plug, or you want to tell the other listeners about, Leave me a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. So you can play it in the show. You could tell the other listeners if you guys are going to go to IBR and stuff. Tell us your experience about IBR before, you know. So what's your fun experience of fun memory of IBR?
Well, IBR is basically how I got started with Cyber Bears, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I went to IBR, my first time ever going to IBR, that's when Ken from Cyber Bears, you know, first noticed me and tried to get me to model, and I didn't want to at that point. I'm like, no,
I'm shy.
Exactly. I don't want to be naked. Now I'm such an exhibitionist, it's not even funny.
Here, let me buy you a beer. Okay, all right, now I'm going to go. Yeah.
So it's so funny. I mean, the difference between the me that was at IBR about 2 to 3 years ago to the me that's going to be at IBR this year is literally night and day. So I've changed so much as a person since that last IBR. So.
Oh, for you guys, by the way, who haven't listened to the other podcasts before, Excalibur here is in two porno videos before with Cyber Bears.
Oh, yes. You can check my films out at www.w69f.com. And yeah. Look for me. I'm known as Evil D. Mm-hmm. You'll see my videos there.
Yeah. So check that one out. I still have to get that because the ones that I have are, I think, the older videos, I think. So.
Well, on one of the two films that I'm in, Bear Paws, you can only get the Extreme Director's Cut version online. You can't buy that in the stores.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to see me as a power bottom.
So they have a neuter version, and there's a...
Yes, there's a neuter version available in the stores, and then the extreme version, you know, the extreme freaky naughty one, you can get only online, so...
Oh, okay. That'll be nice. God, which podcast was that? That was months ago, I think, though.
It was months ago, yeah. I think it was a long time ago. So it's probably like end of November, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, that's too long ago. That's 2 months ago. Yeah, that's right. Gosh. Yeah, that's when I featured you. But now you're a co-host. That's great.
Now I'm a co-host, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually, I'll make the official announcement here. I'm actually working and developing my own podcast now. I'm going to be calling it the Fur Report. The name that I've decided to go on. It's Fur spelled FFR, which stands for Fag Fan Roy.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm still developing the concept as we speak, but I've noticed I haven't found any podcast that really celebrates just what it's like living in this insane world known as the San Francisco Bay Area. You know, there's been podcasts about tips for tourism and events that are going on and everything, but nothing of what it's like to live here on a daily basis. And so, you know, not only, you know, just to live in the San Francisco Bay Area, but to also live in it in the gay community, but, I mean, also in the bear community, but I'm not quite inside deep in the bear community. I'm kind of an outside observer of the bear community. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at the concept of my podcast to be, is being an observer of this whole entire chaos that goes on in the Bay Area and just coming back with some, you know, fun, wild stories about things that I've observed and everything.
So you really want to go deep with the bear?
Oh.
Community. I mean, bear community.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Okay.
Yes.
Bear.
I was going to say, okay, if anybody is interested in me in that way at IBR, my phone number is...
You can catch him at excalibur@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
My dance ticket is not exactly full yet, so there is some space. No, just kidding.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I was hanging out at my friend Sean's house a few weeks ago, and we came upon a show called Design on the Dime on HGTV. And we saw this very cute bear. His name is Charles Burbridge. Okay, so let me read his profile here. Los Angeles native Charles Burbridge left his growing decorative painting and interiors business to join the HGTV family.
Though this is his first foray into broadcast television, Burbridge has been a working actor for the past decade and is a founding member of the popular Bay Area improvisational sketch comedy troupe Big Bone Theater. Dividing his time between his numerous creative pursuits has always been a challenge, but at least he has found the perfect blending of his many interests and artistic abilities as a part of the Design on a Dime team. Yep, he's a very talented design coordinator, and he's very cute too. Well, it was funny though that he was painting in the show, painting a wall, he began singing. Operatic, I believe. So I found that funny. Anyway, so check him out. HGTV's Charles Burbridge on Design on a Dime.
This is Big Dave from Live Journal, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Do you watch Design on a Dime?
Do I watch Design on a Dime? No, yeah. I don't.
You don't? Yeah. That guy, Charles, is pretty cute. That's why I featured him.
Oh, our first celebrity. Our first celebrity bear.
Uh-huh.
Woof. Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
But anyway, so what are you going to do this week? Just busy with work, stuff like that?
Pretty much work. Chill out a little bit. Maybe we'll go check out the sequel to Underworld. Actually looking forward to the sequel to Underworld. I loved the first movie a lot, so I'm probably going to go see the sequel. I'm also waiting with bated breath for the Oscar nominations to come out. Those are coming out on October 29th, especially after the recent results at the Golden Globes with Bareback Mountain. Brokeback Mountain. Oh, different shit. Movie. With Brokeback Mountain winning the Best Picture Golden Globe, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I've been studying the Oscars for many, many, many years, and I've not only been studying them just as, you know, making predictions as to who's going to win and stuff like that, but I've been also studying the politics of the Oscar. And Oscars, I've noticed, love to try to stay away from political, you know, bonfires, basically, and try to be as safe as possible with some of their decisions. Sometimes they'll kind of catch you off by surprise, but the majority of the time they like to play it safe. And it'll be interesting to see if they kind of go against that this year and actually acknowledge Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, so if not Brokeback Mountain, then what do you think would be a good contender for it?
If the
producers?
Well, I think the producers might get nominated, but to be honest with you, I see it as the dark horse. I honestly think that they are possibly, I mean, the nominations haven't come out yet or anything, but I have a sneaking suspicion that if the Oscars wanted to play it safe and go with a movie that has some social relevance to it, they probably would give it to Munich.
That's
Steven
right.
Steven Spielberg movie about
the office. I saw that. Oh, my God, that's a very good movie.
So I have a sneaking suspicion they might go with that. I can't say, to be honest with you. I mean, I was actually very, very surprised that the Hollywood Foreign Press gave it to Brokeback Mountain. I honestly thought they were going to play it safe and give it to Good Night and Good Luck.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
So,
George Clooney did a good job on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George Clooney's a great filmmaker. I mean, not only with, you know, Good Night and Good Luck, but also Syriana as well, which is another, you know, eye-opening movie as well that came out last year. So there's a lot of socially relevant movies that came out last year that, you know, could easily be nominated for Best Picture. You know, we've got Syriana, we've got Munich, we've got Brokeback Mountain, we've got Good Night and Good Luck.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, if we want to go for something fun, there's The Producers. There's even the Johnny Cash movie, you know.
Reese Witherspoon won an award in that one, right?
Oh, both her and Joaquin, which I was very glad about.
Oh my God, yeah, Joaquin is really, really good. I mean, he really did a good job there.
I think even though it was great to see Felicity Huffman get the award for playing the transgender,
mm-hmm.
I think Reese Witherspoon is pretty much captured the Oscar as well, because she was incredible as June Carter. Mm-hmm. So I think she's pretty much the shoe-in this year to win. Mm-hmm. As much as I liked Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger, I have a sneaking suspicion that the Oscar is going to go to Philip Seymour Hoffman for his portrayal as Truman.
Oh, yeah. Capote?
Yeah, for Capote. I think he's going to win for Capote.
I think he will.
I think he will. If he gets nominated, I think he'll win. Yeah.
Well, we'll save that for next week. We're going to...
Well, yeah. When the Oscar nominations come out, I will definitely be back with my prediction. So
yeah,
I look forward to this. I mean, come on. The Oscars is the gay Super Bowl, for Christ's sake. Of course I look forward to this.
You're going to take out your crystal ball, Madame Excalibur.
Well, not only that, but, you know, we have to see what they're wearing. And, of course, I was doing that, you know, at the Golden Globe.
You got to see what they're wearing.
Of course. I mean, it's like, it's not as severe as the Oscars, but there was a couple of moments during the Golden Globes that made me go, what the hell were you thinking? Mm. Like, you know, Mariah Carey with tits a-popping.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? I saw that.
I was, like, sitting there going, well, there's her Golden Globes right there, you know? And then Charlize Theron was probably the worst-dressed woman of the night when she came wearing, like, the Easter basket wrap around her that was all black. I was like, what the hell is that? You know, she's just like, okay, I want something sheer to cover my belly and ruffles.
Ruffles.
And then I think the best surprise appearance of the night came from Drew Barrymore's nipples. Uh-huh. It's like Drew Barrymore comes out in that nice green outfit, and, you know, it could have worked for her, but honey, wear a bra next time. Your nipples were so shining, it wasn't even funny.
Did she have big areolas?
Yes, she did. You could tell how big her areolas were. Yes.
I guess. Ooh, I said areola in the show.
So it was an interesting night. I mean, pretty much those were the only, like, real fashion fiascos that really stood out. And I'm still sitting here thinking, why the hell was Mariah Carey at the Golden Globes? You know,
I didn't get it either.
Like, what cinema contribution have you given us? Glitter, woohoo! You know, mm-hmm. What are you doing here? That's like Beyonce when she was at the Oscars last year. I was like, why?
Why her?
No, so, who knows?
Well, in the Oscars, we're gonna have a. Who's going to be the host again?
It's Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about that. I love Jon Stewart.
I think he's going to do a good job.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. Speaking of The Daily Show, I'm very, very happy Steve Carell got the Golden Globe for The
Oh,
Office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am a huge Steve Carell fan. And if anybody listened to the episode where I gave my 10 best and worst movies of 2005, the 40-year-old Virgin was on my list of the 10 best films. Mm-hmm. And I just think the man is absolutely hysterical, and he is incredible on The Office. He's just absolutely incredible on that show. I was so glad he won.
I tried downloading one of The Office in iTunes for how much? $2.
Mm-hmm.
You can download a movie for $2, and yeah, you could play it in your iTunes.
My recommendation, if you can only download one episode of The Office, I would download the Christmas Party episode.
The Christmas Party.
That is, in my opinion, the funniest episode that has happened so far on that show, the Christmas mm-hmm. Party. I think it's from season 2.
Mm-hmm.
But look for the Christmas Party episode, either that or the one called The Accident. Those are the two best episodes so far mm-hmm. of the series. And it's the one where Steve Carell's character gets into a major accident and he's all casted up. I mean, those are the two funniest episodes of that series so far.
We had so many topics that we covered today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes and stuff. There's actually a podcast that I wanted to quickly
Oh, yeah, that's right.
About. I just stumbled into this podcast, actually, and it's great. It's a video podcast called Vintage Tune Cast, and that is actually the website. You go to it's www.vintagetunecast.com, and what this guy has done is he's gone out looking for all of these cartoons that are public domain, and he's kind of cleaned them up a little bit, and he's presented them for you to watch on your iTunes and on your iPod, and he's uncovered some stuff that has blown me away, going, where the hell did you find that, you know? Mm-hmm. And me being the movie nostalgia buff that I am, I'm also an animation buff. You know, finding a lot of these, you know, old gems that are pretty much you know, lost, these lost treasures, is a big thrill and a half. Mm-hmm. The thing that I have to warn you about, though, before you do decide to check it out, is there are some cartoons that are very shocking, because some of these cartoons come from the era of Hollywood where it was okay to be a little bit racist. Mm-hmm. There is a cartoon on there right now with Bugs Bunny where, for no reason, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd go blackface and do this, you know, jigaboo minstrel show out of nowhere, and it's so offensive. But I mean, it's completely shocking to see that, you know, they actually used to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And it's a fairly new podcast. It started up, I think, last month, and it's great. It's absolutely great. If you are a sucker for nostalgia shit like Betty Boop or Popeye and Little Audrey and Casper and Little Lulu and stop motion animations from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, this is definitely a site for you to check out.
All right. Yeah, I'll put that link on the website then. Mm-hmm. So we have to wrap this. We're more than a half hour.
Yeah, it's time to wrap it. And like I said, I'll be back next week with another update for IVR. I'll be covering a couple of other events and a couple of other you know, little tips that can help you out. If you want anything, if you have anything to ask of me about IBR, or if you want to share some of your IBR experiences or anything, you can contact me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also find me on Bear 411. I'm known as EDG5574 on Bear 411. Be more than happy to help you out with IBR.
Yeah, that'd be great. Which reminds me, this coming weekend I'll be in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna see if I can get some videos of the place there, how the establishments are, how well they're doing.
Admitted, you're also going to get some king cakes and tie them to a leash to see if you can attract some bears during IBR.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that. Okay.
Well, you don't have to attach one to a leash, but you can bring me back a king cake. I've actually never had a king cake in my entire life, so.
I've tried them. I tried them. They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I just want to find the baby. That's all. I just want to find the baby before I actually chomp into it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so I guess that wraps it. So. Well, email me, guys, at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And you can visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. And leave us a voicemail, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Might be able to play your voice message in the show. So, Roy's email
is xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also contact me at bear411@edg5574 is my ID on bear411. I've also set up a BearDar identity.
Oh, and you're using BearDar now. Woo.
I am using BearDar. Yes, I've signed up for BearDar. My BearDar identity is xcalibear. Very simple. xcalibear, just like on this show.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, check him out. Yeah, guys, check out the BearDar.com. I promoted it episode 36, was it? Yeah, 30. So,
definitely check it out. It's a great site. I went and checked it out, and it is a nice, fresh alternative. They do something that I've never seen before. They actually match your stats with the person that you're looking at online and see how compatible you are, which is, I think, a great feature.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess that wraps it. Okay, thank you very much, guys, for listening to the show.
Thank you for having me again, and like I said, I'll return next time with another IBR update.
Catch you again later, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Talk to you later.
But I have the Knight Rider first season DVDs. Not only like the car.